Interesting. So there we have it. Ed Miliband will be the next British Prime Minister. I've got to be completely honest, and tell by Pilar's face there, they did fool me. It did look quite obvious that David Miliband, he looked very confident, very statesmanlike. I really thought that he'd won, because they were told before Harriet Harman went on the stage who'd won, and Ed looked absolutely gutted. He looked absolutely distraught, and there's David all happy and almost trying to hold in his smile, and all along it was the other way. Ed had won and David had lost. So, well, it fooled me, which says something in itself, I suppose, about politicians. But there we go. So commiserations to David Miliband, and well done to Ed Miliband, who is, I'm sure, sort of en route to becoming the next Labour Prime Minister. But I really was taken in there. I really did think. I mean, as they were going through announcing all the votes from the first round and the second and all the boring stuff, I still, even when Nick was on from the BBC and he was saying, we still don't know. I'm doing calculations. And I'm pretty sure Nick, is it Robinson? I'm sure he predicted that David was going to win. So it just goes to show you, even the experts didn't really know. But there we have it. I was totally gobsmacked when they announced Ed Miliband. And actually, they didn't at first. They just gave the final votes of the final round, and then everyone went, whoa, hooray, and we're all sort of like cheering and everything and screaming. And then the woman on the BBC News is saying, right, and there we have the results, the winner. And I'm shouting at the television saying, no, tell me, I still don't know who in the name of whatever is the winner. And I still didn't know. And then you saw the two brothers hugging. And even at that point, I still didn't know who it was who'd won. And I actually thought at that point it was David. And then it was announced that it was Ed. I was on the floor. I can't take all the stress. So there we go. Another day in the life of politics, British style. This is, I don't know. I don't know what to say, really. It just came so close. And all the sort of press had a field day, didn't they, with all the two brothers and people asking Ed, because it was always sort of known, taken for granted, that David was going to be the next Labour leader, possibly the next Prime Minister. He had all the experience of being Foreign Secretary. And, people were asking Ed what sort of possessed him to sort of do this to his own brother, why he was sort of ruining his brother's chances. Was this to make up for something that happened in their childhoods or something? And I don't know, I just think everybody really thought, we all thought that David was going to be the next leader and possibly the next Prime Minister with all his experience. It just goes to show you never know. And I'm sure David will do a fine job. I reckon he will continue to be Foreign Secretary in the future, in the next Labour government, because I think he does have a track record there. In a way, as Foreign Secretary, obviously it's not as good a job as being the PM, but you do get around, you do get to meet the sort of the world's leaders. But I think it's a bit of a shame that David didn't win. And I wasn't really sort of particularly supporting one person or the other, but I just kind of assumed, took for granted, that it would be David. We didn't have an election when Gordon Brown became Prime Minister. Look what happened there. So at least Labour have learned the lesson. If you're going to have someone, let the people, or at the very least, let the members of the party vote for who you've got. Otherwise, you are looking at sort of electoral ruin. So at least Labour have learned from that. But I really, honestly, completely and utterly gobsmacked by the results of that. So there we go. Well done, Ed. Commiserations, David.